Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. In studio with us right now, the excitable boy himself, David Hochberg. Now, I have to warn our listeners.
Yeah.
David is about to divulge something earth-shattering. If you're standing up, please sit down. If you're sitting down, lay down, because this is going to change the way everything happens in the universe. Everything.
It's going to, the world's going to start spinning around in another
direction. The opposite
direction,
yes. Yes. Left is right, right is left, up is down, down is up. It's confusing, but please explain.
So all the books written in Hebrew are going to have to be rewritten?
Yes.
Okay, good to know.
Or just turned around somehow. I don't understand.
Read through a mirror. I am no longer at Pearl Mortgage.
Don't tease us.
I am not. That is not a tease. That is a fact. I am still in the mortgage business.
Yeah.
And Team Hochberg is still operating as Team Hochberg.
Yes.
And we are still fully functioning. So if you call my old number, which I don't encourage you to do.
Yes.
If you're looking for us, we're not there.
Right.
We're now at a new company called Homeside Financial. They're based out of Maryland. They're a $4.4 billion company, twice as large as our old company. And we're starting up an office here in Chicago for them. And Team Hochberg started on Monday morning as full-fledged representatives of Homeside Financial, right?
And this is because of Cody Parkey?
This is Cody Parkey. as soon as that happened, everybody's like, we're done.
We need a change.
Will you have a new NMLS number?
No, my NMLS is 136675.
But it always will be.
That is ingrained with me until I am gone or am out of the mortgage business.
So what happened? Can you say what happened?
Yeah,
what happened?
How does this happen?
Pearl Mortgage was being acquired by another company, like happens hundreds of thousands of times a year in small, medium, and large size companies in every type of industry. And we investigated the new company and other opportunities out there and felt that for Team Hochberg and the families on our team, that Homeside Financial was a better opportunity and a better fit for what we were doing, and that's where we decided to go. Nothing against Pearl, nothing against the new company that's acquiring them. We just made a
Sinclair Broadcast.
Well, yeah, right. Well, you guys went. Yeah, I was here through that whole thing.
No, they acquired Pearl Mortgage.
Right, Sinclair Broadcast. No. But I was here when you guys were going through all that, Mr. Goss, and everybody's like, what are we going to do? Are we going to have a job? So it's the same thing. Unfortunately, takeovers happen.
Right? And a lot.
And people, you know, want to sell, sell their companies and get out or get acquired or whatever the legal term is. Pearl Mortgage is a great company. They're being acquired by another great company. That great company just wasn't a good proper fit for us at this time.
All right.
And we decided to go in another direction. And 8 loan officers, including myself, on Team Hochberg, which we've been branding since I left the other company, are still with me. And we're still, the support staff is still there. The underwriters are still there. The closing manager resigned from Pearl and is going to be our closing manager. Mm-hmm. So we're basically putting the band is still together. Mm-hmm. It's just in
a
another concert
venue.
Hall. Right. That's all it is. So, the other thing is better technology for your listeners, which will make it easier for them to do loans, lower interest rates. Mm-hmm. So we'll have more competitive interest rates. So we could be more competitive out there, and we're just looking to just do more loans and offer more product. 80-20 is back. This company offers 100% financing if you qualify with the 680 credit score. So it's great. I'm super pumped.
You're happy about this.
I haven't been this excited in a long time.
680 credit score. I remember when that was far away from my vision, and you helped me with that. Are you still going to be giving people advice on how to
Absolutely.
Up their credit?
Nothing's changed.
I'm in the 700s.
I know you are. Yeah, you're a 700 club member and not the cable station.
Oh.
But maybe you are. If you are, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But listen, it's the same thing, right? I've been doing loans since August of 2000. Okay, this is the third jersey I'm wearing. Okay, it was Townstone is when it was that fourth jersey I was wearing.
You're like Kenny Lofton,
exactly.
Remember every year
baseball player.
He would get traded every couple of weeks from one team to another team.
So I would started with Air Mortgage.
Yeah.
Then we went to Townstone, started Townstone Financial, left Townstone after 15 years, 13 years, whatever it was, went over to Pearl Mortgage, been a good 3.5-year run.
Yeah.
Pearl Mortgage was acquired by another company that we felt this was a better opportunity for our families.
Yeah.
And we're going with Homeside Financial. So it's just another jersey.
New number, new website?
New number. I couldn't make it any easier for people. It's still WGN David. is still there, so your listeners could go to WGN David. I've got a toll-free number now because I'm tired of branding other companies' numbers.
Good okay? for you.
Finally figured that out after 15 years and millions of dollars on the radio. We've got 855-56-DAVID. I mean, I can't get much easier.
856.
Well, forget about that. It's 456-85327. It's 855-56-DAVID on your phone. And the website, I know this is going to be shocking.
What's the website?
56david.com.
You're a genius.
Okay. I figured that out at Illy Coffee Shop in NBC Tower across the street on Friday afternoon.
Why the 5'6"? What is
because
that
was the only thing.
Is that how tall you are?
That's the only thing. That's the only thing that popped up on. I wanted something 855.
Yeah.
Something.
Well, I think 5'6" sings really.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, thank you.
It does.
Steve Bertrand.
It's 855-56.
David.com. Yeah. I wanted something. You know,
mellifluous.
Yeah, don't know what that means, but it sounds fantastic.
it's good,
and it's great on the little brioche bread.
Brioche.
Yeah, whatever the hell it is.
David starts with a D, which is the fourth letter in the alphabet.
Yeah.
Then you've got 5'6".
Yeah,
there you go.
That makes sense.
I love it.
It's perfect.
You should be in marketing, Bertrand.
You should open up a travel agency. Yeah.
Did you tell your wife you're working somewhere else, or does she not know? She knows?
I went home and said, guess what, honey? We got a new job. She's like, okay, what do you do for a living? So I said, don't worry about it.
This really doesn't change anything
for people
who need your help other than you're easier to remember the number.
I'll tell you what it does. It offers us the opportunity to provide lower rates than the already low rates that we did at Pearl.
I'll be calling you at 855-56-DAVID.
It's going to offer better technology so we're going to be able to process loans faster.
Yes.
Okay.
You're pretty fast.
Well, right. That's right. But now we're going to be even faster.
That's great.
Because they have updated technology that we could do loans faster. And the most important thing is more products available to our listeners. Right? Typically, cash out refinances stop at 85, and then if you do some type of portfolio loans, you might be able to find a 90% cash out if you're lucky. Yeah. This lender has a 95% cash out up to 95% if you have a 680 credit score. VA loans, I know all you loan officers out there, he's an idiot. VA loan, you could go to 100%. I know I can. Thank you for the tutorial. All right, but That's a separate issue. If you're not a veteran, okay, you can't, you know, typically, VA loans go to 100% cash out, but most other loans stop at 85 or 90. Mm-hmm. We now offer a 95% cash out refinance with a 680 credit score on your home. You obviously have to qualify with income and all that stuff, but what this enables people to do who are in debt and need to get out of that debt to take out the equity of their home, that extra 5 or 10% really matters in order to pay off another credit card or two, or pay off a student loan or a car loan that's suffocating you, or get out of a ridiculous loan that you're in. So more products. That's the best thing in the world, and we will compete with anybody.
I have a veteran comment that I'd like to throw out there. First of all, there are a lot of veterans out there that don't know that they have special deals that are available to them. And I was talking to one who was almost embarrassed to use it. Why?
Well, it's not why, and that it's prevalent within the veteran community.
Please don't. You guys, we need to thank you.
This is the mindset of the veteran. There's always somebody out there that could use it more than me.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, they're always out
thinking
there.
Thinking of others.
They're always thinking of others. You know, I'm not doing real good, but you know what? There's somebody worse off than me that could use those benefits. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something.
There's more than enough to go around.
Okay. Especially if you're a veteran within the state of Illinois and you're service connected disabled greater than 70%, and you have to talk to a veteran service officer to get rated. Mm-hmm. And if you need help finding a veteran service officer, I'll be more than happy to connect you with one. But if you're 70% if your disability is connected to the time you spent in the service.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're greater than 70% according to the charts that they work on. You do not pay real estate taxes in the state of Illinois. It waived 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. So
for good, forever?
Well, you have to qualify every single year. But, you know, if your disability has to do with Agent Orange.
Yeah.
Right? Like in Vietnam.
Yeah.
You know, with what we did to those poor men and women.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like you're going to be cured of Agent Orange anytime soon. So,
right.
But you've got to go get back, and hopefully we find a cure for Agent Orange. But I'm working with a couple of guys. I've done 3 or 4 loans for him. His parts of his face are falling off, and because of the way it's attacked his immune system. system, right? Part of his ears, his nose, and they try to rebuild it. And it's just what it did to his insides completely screwed him up. And it's horrible. Guess what? The least we could do is waive the real estate taxes for this guy. And he saved $7,000-$8,000 on his home, which is great.
We're going to take a quick break. Sure. I hate to interrupt the excitement.
I'm really excited.
Quick break. New information. David Hochberg no longer with Pearl. You are
with Amy Joy Donuts.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
Vice President of Lending of Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial, correct?
Homeside Financial LLC. It's a company based out of Maryland, and we will be supplying Boston Cream donuts at our next event from Amy Joy Donuts.
So good.
Why didn't you bring them today?
Because I just got the sponsorship 30 seconds ago.
We'll figure it out.
720 WGN, Wendy Snyder, Bill Leff, and we've got David Hochberg in the studio with us. And he is now Vice President of Lending at Team Hochberg over at Homeside Financial. You can reach him. Here's a toll-free number, 855-56-DAVID, or you can go to 56david.com. Am I correct?
You are correct. And they could still go to WGNDavid.com as well.
How did the stock market react to your news, David, that you were leaving your old employer?
It actually was up 500 points.
It was?
Yes.
That's good news.
Yes.
Here's a couple of text questions. Please ask him if Ross Cochran went with him. Must know that Abigail Grace is well taken care of.
Abigail Grace is very well taken care of because Ross Cochran is one of the greatest and most caring and thoughtful fathers that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother is also Ross Cochran's mother's a sweetheart as well. But the Ross Cochran's wife, the mother of Abigail, is a tremendously loving mother. And Ross has decided on his own.
Yeah.
Offered him a position on Team Hochberg at Homeside Lending, and Ross has decided to pursue other opportunities outside
the mortgage industry
while he's young and still has one child, and he still has the flexibility, if you will, to look at other avenues, and he always knows that there's a door open. He did a phenomenal job. He was a great, great, great asset to Team Hochberg. He helped us on our social media campaigns. He was phenomenal there, and our borrowers loved him, especially the borrowers from WGN Radio loved talking to Ross Cochran, and he did a great job helping all of the listeners with their loans. That allowed them to do their loans.
Another great question. How does this affect those of us who already started the mortgage process with Pearl?
It's a great question. Everything is full steam ahead. There is a portion of our team that is back that also resigned, gave their 2-week notice, and Pearl is keeping them on to help clean out our pipeline. So you are in excellent hands with great staff currently at Pearl cleaning out your pipeline. And when our pipeline is finished with our team members that have already resigned, they will transition over to our new team. So if your loan is already in process, you have nothing to worry about. They're a phenomenal organization that's just being acquired by another phenomenal organization that just wasn't a good fit for us. So you have nothing to worry about if your loans are in process. The rate still stays the same. Everything is all systems go.
And I have a question that you may not like me asking, but I'm asking it. The bottom line is you want to get locked in a rate and get the thing moving, and that's what's happening with these people, and their loan will go through.
Yeah.
When it happens and you have refinanced us several times, why does another mortgage company come in and buy it a lot of the time?
Oh, because the servicing rights get sold off to somebody else. Okay, so Pearl Mortgage didn't service their loans. Townstone Financial, when I was there, we didn't service our loans. So when you wrote the check, it went to a Cenlar or some gigantic company that processed all of the paperwork, right? They're processing hundreds of thousands of checks every single month in order to pay off people, pay down and pay people's mortgage payments, right? The lender that we're going to services a portion of the loans that we close, which is a huge benefit. So we'll be able to have a lot more control over those loans. So when rates go down to a certain point, or green light's going to go off, hey, Wendy, you know, there's an opportunity to refinance right now. Let's go right back to the loan officer on Team Hochberg, boom, and we'll get it done.
My question is a part two to Wendy's question. The home buyer has no say in that at all, right? If your loan is sold off to another company, as a buyer, your hands are
tied.
And
does it really matter?
It doesn't matter.
Here, it's just the check is addressed to someone else.
It goes to another. Listen, I explain it like this to try to break it down as easy as I can for everybody to to understand. You're a potato in a gigantic sack. So if you have a 30-year fixed loan, pick a number at 4.5%. You and hundreds of thousands of other people that have 30-year fixed loans at 4.5% are in this gigantic potato sack. All right. And if that lender that is servicing, or if that portfolio, the investor that's servicing those loans, needs to generate cash, they will take that sack of potatoes of 30-year fixed loans at 4.5% and sell it off to another investor that is looking for 30-year fixed loans at 4.5%. Right. So, you know, you might have these 100,000 loans at 30-year fixed at 4.5% that's been on the books for 5 years, and 8% has been delinquent, and 2% gone into foreclosure. That's still worth something to an investor down the road. So they will take that portfolio, that sack of potatoes, and somebody will come in and pay the current servicer of that a large chunk of cash to take that sack of potatoes, all those loans, off their hands.
Because mine was sold to a company I had never heard of before. Yeah. It was like Bill Leff's
right.
leisure
servicing
time loans.
Rude. Yeah. Yeah, if you get that, you should run. You should call me and get that loan refinanced, for the love of
but
God.
But seriously, mine was sold to somebody I had never heard of, from a big name, but I mean, there's been no problem with
it. Yeah. It's fine. And
that
you've got
potato
a super
thing
rate.
Was just an allegory, right? That,
right.
You don't
right.
mean
yeah.
that literally.
No, no.
Okay.
I don't even know what an allegory is, but so I'll agree with that.
Do you still do interest-only mortgage loans?
Yes. We have three lenders that offer interest-only loans. So, yes, I love interest-only loans, especially if you plan on staying in your home a short period of time, 3 to 5, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
You only pay down 5% of your principal during the first 7% of your loan anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So if you plan on, if you have an empty nester, if you have somebody walking down that's going to get a diploma in the next 2 or 3 years, and you don't want to pay $13,000 to $15,000 on that big fat single family home that you know you're going to dump after your son or daughter or twins or triplets graduates high school, interest only loans are a phenomenal product, especially with increasing real estate taxes. It's a way to offset your monthly payment, because your real estate taxes are not going down, if anybody hasn't noticed. You know, so if your mortgage payment's going up, it's because your real estate taxes and insurance are also going up, your mortgage payment's staying the same.
Lost me when you started talking about people. Can you go back to potatoes?
Yeah,
I understand that better.
Did I hear someone mention Amy Joy Donuts? Are they still around? If so, where? I used to visit them years ago in Milwaukee. Such a place.
Nice job.
They were delicious.
They were delicious. And I'm the spokesperson now for a company that closed 15 years ago.
Congratulations.
Now I got to locate them because they said they're going to be at our next appearance. Nice job, Bill.
David Hochberg, no longer with Pearl Mortgage. If you have a loan in process, it's all taken care of. If you need a loan or financial advice about getting your credit back on a track, you still have the same credit guy?
Same credit guy, Gary Novell. He's been informing me and educating me about credit for the past, I've been doing this since August of 2000, so 18 and a half years. Gary's still on my team. He's great. He's a great resource for people. And if you go to Gary to get your credit enhanced and pay the fee, I think it's $350 for single and $600 for couples, and Gary enhances your credit, and somebody on Team Hochberg does your loan after he enhances your credit, we will credit back the fee that you pay Gary that you invested in yourself. We will issue a closing cost credit so you get that money back. And also, we're still offering this year as well our partnership with PermaSeal with Roy and Laura Ann, Roy Spencer and Laura Ann Spencer's wife, who runs a shop over there, that if Team Hochberg finances the home that you're buying, Team Hochberg will give you a closing cost credit as well for the sewer inspection.
God, I wish I did that.
Right, okay. We saved, I think five people now that were going to buy homes that without our offer, PermaSeal comes out, sticks a camera, snakes a camera through the sewer line to make sure that your sewer line is clean, doesn't have any root balls or any blockages, and it's not cracked. So when you buy a home, you're not digging up the side, front, or backyard, fixing your sewer line. We save people, I think five people buying homes of our clients, big money, because now that the seller knows that the sewer line's cracked, they have to fix it.
Vice President of Lending at Team Hochberg Inside Homeside Financial.
Yeah, it's just Team Hochberg. Forget about where we're doing. It doesn't matter.
WGNDavid.com.
Yeah, WGNDavid.com, 1-855-56-DAVID, and also 56David.com. You can find us there all over the place.
Thanks, David.
Cut me thick, spread me thin there, Bill.
All right.
All right, we will do that.
Thanks for having me. Happy New Year, everybody.
Absolutely. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.